So we're holding over here by Siman Tov Sadi Gimel. After Kriyas Megillah, Ba'avis Ovata Kaddish. After Kriyas Megillah, by night, we say Vata Kaddish. We say Ata Kaddish, since in Ata Kaddish, since Pasuk Ata Kaddish is next to the Pasuk of Zachar Yasa Shachar, which is referring to Esther and Purim. So we say Vata Kaddish. Sevbeiz Oyma Al Nisim B'Layla V'Yoyim. We say Al Nisim by night and by day in davening. Agovin Lo Yamrei Em Achzir Nesei. If you remembered before you said Baruch Atah Hashem V'Atayv Shimcha, so you'll go back to Al Nisim. But if you remembered afterwards, then you don't go back. So first of all, each person says on their day of Yontiv, not on the on their day of Purim, not on the other day. If it's Yudal, it's Yudal. If it's Tezvav, it's Tezvav. And also he says that we say it by Ma'ariv, even though we didn't read the Megillah yet. Because there's this sheet over there that goes Ma'arivness, that with the reading of the Megillah, that's what's Kaveh of the day of Purim. Okay, so Gilma ain't coming by Halo, they ain't never lapne him. They ain't even lapne him. Yeah.
People
on Chutz Laretz,
on Shabbos wise, they have Shabbos by Shalashidus?
No, no.
Is it outside?
I don't think so. Okay, Siv Dalit, but Tzin Sevatari, we're coming Pasha is Vayove Amalek. We read the Pasha of Vayove Amalek, and therefore those that. We're not yaitza with the Pasha Zacha, could now have in mind to be yaitza the Pasha Zacha with Vayyavi Amalek. Fa'avi Shane by Elatisha Pesukim, Kavim Basa Akhil Elasha Masar Pesukim. Fine. Hagov Ein Aminik Lichbo Basa Akhil Shah Pasha. Vikarin HaMegil Vakach Se the Kedusha. Hagov Kishyesh Mila Bepurim. And there's a Mila on Purim. Mala Natina Koidim Kriyas HaMegillah. We maled the Tinog before Kriyas HaMegillah. That's where there are more paskins. In the Magen Avraham, Machshek will explain that it's based on the pasuk Lehudim Hoisa Oira V'Simcha V'Sasein. Sasein is Merames on Mila. However, the Pri Chadash cause of the Yaktim Kriyas Megillah Chemash V'Biar Grod Metama Al Rama V'Zed. The Biar Grod Metama on the Rama Chumzdeshin Simre Samchav also. Chumzdesh and Prichadish grow the Ometama. And the Chayonim Taka writes in his place the minig was Lomo Kaidim HaMegillah. To do Mila before the Megillah like the Ramah. But it seems that they're different minhagim. Okay, Simen Tov Reish Sadi Dalet. Dimois Purim Laniim. Chayov Kaladim Litin Apach Shtei Matan Zeshne Aniim. Every person Mechuyiv to give at least two matanes to two ani, meaning one to each ani. One to each ani. Now, the Makartas is the Gemara in Megillah, the Zion, and the Mishabur over here, Siv Aleph, Kol Adam Bein Ishu Bein Isha, even the Isha is Chayiv. The Aruch HaShulchan has a Svar of Ishta Kigufay for a married lady, even though by Mishlech Manis, he says that they should give. So you have to. Sounds like a shtickle steer in the Aruch HaShulchan. Why by Matan Zavim he uses Yishtek Gufa even by Mashlech Man's not. But Bein Ish Bein Isha Afilu Ani Am Sparansman Staka. It's not a din Staka, it's a din Matan Zavim. So therefore even an Ani himself was Sparansman Staka and normally he's Patim Am Staka except for a third of a shekel a year. He's still chayv to give Matan Zavim. Das Kavach Ren Tzach Lassin Mashinas Loi. Could it be the goal with the Vard of it's either Manasalevi, the Truma Sadash, and it says that it's for the Marbareyas. Yeah. So if it's Marbareyas, then she should do it herself. Uh-huh.
Okay, cool.
Okay. I was going to say a different question. First, explain what Ishtek Gufa is to know, to understand what the Ptor is by Matan Zavyanim, but I hear what you're saying. And I hear the Chedek about Mishlech Manas. Right. I just had a hard time understanding it over there. Okay. So here it says, okay, so therefore even our onion is parents with stalker. So the Bach points this out, that the din of matanz of yenim of purim is not just the din stalker that he'll be parted from. The Pichadish says that it's more mistaber that ani is not chayiv. However, the Maisa Mishru seems to go with the Prima Godim that he should give. Now, in the question is how much? What's the shear for Matanas of Yenim? So Mishru and Sivkatan Bey says, Litein lepachos, v'rashi litein maicholay mois, v'loy mitzah sivkais kama yir shear matanis. Prima Godim. V'chidusha ritzva kasav afil shtei prutais. The Shava Pruta, Chashuva Matana, Avalei Bepachis. Shava Pruta is considered Matana and not less. So the Ritva and the Mishbrua brings this Shita down. Shbrua doesn't bring down any other Shita. Seems like the Pesach of Mishbrua is a Pruta. Pruta to each Ani. There's a second Shita over here. The second Shita is the Shai Tshuva. Shai Tshuva brings down in the Shai Tshuva, he says says he says where is it? Lefizi Yeshloima Duhuadin Khan ain't a cream, my tunnel can yesh but kide my tunnel my elves. Dino kide sheer suda, sheer of a suda. Which the Baiskim say means a minimum suda. An asina, a minimum suda. What's that? So it's a few shackle. It's a slice of bread with a yogurt. Rav Moshe used to say $1, $1.50. Over here, 5 shekel, 10 shekel. Something small. Kedei Nesina. That's the second shita. The third shita is the Masha. The Masha on the Gemara says it should be a Matana Chashuva. Something that will excite the Ani. He'll be excited about it. So if you see when the Anim go around, you give them 20 shekel, they definitely get excited. Give them $1 bill also. Also, that excites them. So 20 shekel, let's say 25 shekel. That's about Tana Chashuva. So those are the three shittas we have over here. It seems that the Minig Olam is like the Shari Tshuva. That's, let's say, 10 shekel. And then Vada, those that want to be Mekayim more Mehuda. So then you have the Shita of the Masha, which is Matan Chashuva. It's not just the Masha. It's Rishonim also that Mashma like that. There are Rishonim that Mashma like that.
Expecting more on Purim, it may not be Matan Chashuva then. Expecting more.
I think still, try it out. Try it out on Purim. I think still, if you give them 25 shekel, they'll still be very... The rise, they'll come back to you the next day. They'll be excited. I think so. Agapan in the minig is like the Shari Tshuva. However, someone wants to be Mekayimah with the other Shiva, with Matan Chashuva, she could be Mekayimah with Matan Chashuva. The Nafkamina is, people ask, can they use Maisa money? So on what's a Chayiv? You're not allowed to use Maisa money to pay a Chayiv. So on the Chelik that's a Chayiv, you cannot use Maisa money. So depending on which sheet you want to pick, that's the amount that you cannot use Maisa money. The more that you give for Matanas of Yain, that could be for Maisa money. And the Rambam brings down also, the Mishru quotes on the Rambam, in Sifkat and Gimel, Mutav laharbez Matanas of Yainim laharbez besu'udas v'shloich manas l'reyav. She'ein simcha g'dayla mefara. There's no greater simcha and beautiful. El sameach lev anim yisrem almanes v'dayim la'shchina shnem la'achiz ruch shpal la'achiz nintkayim. Even to become that Rambam, you can use Maisa money. It's just on the sheer chiyuv, that's the amount that has to be Mishaloi and not for Maisa. That's what Mishbrui ends off. Tzachlidim shalayv leshamayisav. How safa shamayisav you chalidim shalmayisav. Yeah.
Are there better ways in which to give it, like with anonymity, things like that?
With what?
Like anonymity by dinik tzedaka. Does that apply?
You don't make elchus mayisav.
Tzavyanim.
To have, to what do you mean? How, who?
Is
he got
a spirit
for
person
who
doesn't know who's giving?
So then that's not a thing.
But you're supposed to make them happy.
It says,
let's make them happy.
It says here, aim a doctor can be moist purim. Siv gimel. Aim a doctor can be not a doctor. Al komi shi yodai lito nice and light. Whatever six says here and you give it. Magum shenoga lita afla akum. Nice then. Even to a guy. When I'm a doctor, come put him. Whoever sticks out the hand, we give to him. However, lemaisa, you don't have to be medactic to check him out to see if he's real or not. But, you know, you want your money to go to a good cause.
It says even if it's a guy, you can give it to him.
And a place with a knife.
What? He's an ani?
It says he aim a doctor again. Aim a doctor again.
So why? But if we know he's a guy, why are we giving to him?
Why are we?
Yeah.
Shru says, "Today doctor shalom."
Not being yotze with a guy, are you?
You're not being yotze. You asked a separate question. Yes, I'm aim a doctor. Yeah. Got it. So I'm just reading you the halacha. Now.
Often when you're walking on the street, there's like.
You want to hear Shiran Hoch stuck in now?
No.
Oh, I'm Purim.
Yeah,
I'm Purim. Aim a doctor can.
No, meaning they're not gonna. I don't know what they're gonna use it for, but they're not. They would be a neem, I guess,
because
they don't.
Echvesh, aim a doctor can with moist Purim. You don't have to give them more than 10 agrot.
I was saying that you want to be sure that it's going.
So therefore, don't give more than 10 agrot. That's what I was saying. You don't have to give 20 shekel to each one. But a 10 and grow you can give them, right?
So it's better to give to a person or to give to an organization or give to people? Or to learn,
aim a doctor, Ken says. I know you want more than what it says.
No, I said before, your chiv.
Chiv of what?
You have to give.
You're going back to Yechiv, you have to give to Ani or Avyan.
I mean, can you be Yechiv or Avyan?
You have to give it to Ani. You know who's Ani, you know who's Avyan, so you can give it. You have to give it to the organization. But if you don't know who's Ani or Avyan, usually they do know.
Meaning, a call push it, you can't be Yechiv or Avyan unless you know.
You could, but you might end up not being Yechiv. Yeah?
Unless they're really Ani, you're not Yechiv. Just because
that's the din of Avyan, Matanz Avyan. Now, who's considered Avyain? So, Lashon HaPasuk is Matanz Avyainim. And we find that there's two Musagim. There's Ani and there's Avyain. In Hilchos Tzedakah, in Reish Nadal, we find there's Ani and there's Avyain. Ani is someone who doesn't have food for the year, right? And that's what the Gemara refers to as Yeshle Masayim Zuz. He has Masayim Zuz. Which the Rivash already speaks out. The Shoel said to the Rivash, has Shachet been financed your family with 200 zuz? Such a small share. The Ravash says, I don't know what you mean. By us, it's enough money to live off. So the gather is a pider chateva, a plan for the year. That's a ani. Avyan is someone who doesn't have anything. What's it? Avyan is someone who doesn't have anything. The Maisa Darach HaShulchan is mashma, that even though we use the Lashon of Avyan, he used the Lashon to give to two aniyim. So you can even give to Ani. So to make the mitzvah, you need to give to a Ani. Avyan could be from the Lashon of Taiva, that he's Tav, the Chomash, and Nisan, and he wants whatever you give to him. Yeah.
So let's say he doesn't have enough money in him for the year, but he... Whatever he
wants. Okay, so let the Gabi Tzedakah figure out if he's Avyan or not.
Meaning if someone has...
I don't want to go into the Hilchos Tzedakah Shabbat of it. Saying, every situation may be different, depends if he has a chinuch job, depends if he's on a kaila. All these things are factors in that nekuda.
Would you give it to your average kaila guy?
Usually, yes. I think you're pretty safe doing that, and you probably have a dinner of aniyah shchuncho with that. Yes, I think you're pretty safe by that. Unless it's known different, but usually it's a good investment. Seriously, unfortunately. It definitely goes before some of these other stalkers that they're collecting for, which are also worthy causes. Same, but someone who learns in your yeshiva with you, who you know he's spending time learning, so when they're collecting, they're collecting for. Okay, the ma'isa abacha who doesn't have money, what's he supposed to give? If you have your own money, you're right, he's supposed to give. But let's say he doesn't have his money. Is there a din chinuch? Let's say even a katan. Is there a din chinuch over here for the father to give the child money to give? Or maybe the din chinuch is that when you don't have money, you can't give. You can't give the whole din chinuch is mechanachim in this situation, what to do. So this is a discussion in the Paiskim. It's a discussion by different other areas also. But the discussion over here, if there is a din chinuch or not. But look, I'm saying a bach who has money from his parents, his parents are asking for him to become the mitzvah, but to just be brought on it, that I guess he has to ask his parents first if they're asking to that, unless he knows they're asking to it.
If you want to be mekayim
that's enough ten agrot to each person, so not that much.
If he wants to be mahadur, can he use his own money to be mahadur, but his parents' money to be yotza?
If he has his own, he should use his own for the chiyuv.
For the whole chiyuv.
Yeah.
If he has, it's going to be a less amount if he uses his parents' money.
But at least he's mekayim with his money.
And he does both, he's also going
to. Again, why don't you do the chiyuv with your money and then speak to your parents about using the rest for your yourself? Saying.
If he has money that's not accessible, it's not chiyuv.
I didn't say nachayv, so then use the money that your parents are giving you. If they're not giving you, so then you don't have money, you don't have money.
Well, can't, why can't someone give him payback?
What?
Someone give him payback to parents? And be kind to the parents? And...
No, let's not get carried away. If you have your money that is accessible, try to be kind to the mitzvah, at least the pruta with your money. If not, then the money you gave from your parents, use that. If you don't have that either, so then... Then Mistam Yipater. Okay? Fine. Now brings down Haggah. Yesh Aymrim, Sheish Litin Kodim Purim Machsis Min HaMatbeah Hakvu Boisim Mokim Boisim Man Zeche L'machsis HaShekel Shoyinaisim Ba'ador U'me'acha Sheshalish Pabim K'siv Truma Ba'Pasha. Since it's 3 times Truma in the Pasha, Yesh Litin Shloisha, you should give 3 then it goes on. Okay. This is the din of Machzis HaShekel. So Pashas, what it's saying is to give 3 half coins of the coin that's used in that place where you are. So over here where the currency is run with shekelim, not with dollars, so then you give 3 half a shekels. 3 half a shekels is the minig. There are those that held their chalik on the Rama, that one, just to do one, but the general minig is 3. 3 half a shekels. If you don't have 3 half a shekels, so you can put a shekel and a half in the stalka, and then take out the 3 half a shekels that they haven't put it back in. Now, when are we mekayim this? So there's different days. Some did it the night of Purim, some on Purim, some neig to do it on Tainis Esther after Mincha, which is the general minig, and some go to the extent that even if Tainis Esther is on Thursday, like this year, also to do it on Tainis Esther, and they base it. I think Kav Chaim brings the Gemara Brachas, Igra de Tanisa Tzedaka. The schar of a tainus is stalka. Stalka is important on tainus, so we do the machzis HaShekel. Now, someone who did not do it before Purim or on Purim, and now it's after Purim, whether he's chayv or not, it's not clear in the Paiskim. It's also brought that one should not say that this is a kapara. Or one shouldn't say that this is the Machzis HaShekel. It's Zeichel the Machzis HaShekel. It's only a zech of a master is a shekel. Based on himself, the sefer.
If he doesn't
want to say Kaddish? It might be. You have to learn the suya by Karim Pesach, by Bismanenu, and you say, right, also there's a dinner over there by, not to say that this is the Karim Pesach.
Does the bone have to be cheshish or not?
No, they don't have to cheshish. Because I don't think anyone says anything. Right? Okay. Now, Allah talks about if, let's say, someone, if the guy could be mocking him the 3 coins, even if he's not giving the value of it and all that. That's not usually the issue here. Okay, there's also a question from what age is the Indian of Machzor Shekel? Is it from 20? Because in the Mishnah it says they collected from 20 and above. Are women chayiv in it? And general meaning is that after bar mitzvah people do give, I think. They don't wait for 20.
Okay.
Yeah?
Do they give wives also? Like, should she do it herself?
If she didn't do it until now, you don't have to give for her. Machzor Shekel, you don't have to give for her. Matan Zev Yonim, you could give for her. Shlechman, she should give herself to another lady. Okay. Now, it could be the din of Sif Dalet, of Sif Gimel. A, Medaktikim, B'mais Parav, Komi Shabbat Shiyad, Elitha, Nais Eloi. Could be this din is only to the Ani itself, because it's Inyan Simcha. But to a Gabit Stock or to someone's collecting for a organization or something like that, could be over there you don't have this din. Is there Shmuz there?
I think there might be. There wasn't last night.
Ah. Okay. Ketavre Sadi Hey. Mitzvah laharbeis v'sudas purim. There's mitzvah to be marbe by with sudas purim. V'suda achas yaitzimin. Yaitz with one suda. Sudas purim shasab alayla lo yotzi de chavasei. The sudas purim that you made at night, you're not yotzi yachiv with that. Hagom mikomog and gam alayla yismach v'yarbe ketzas v'suda. However, at night there is an inyan to be yismach and marbe ketzas v'suda. Now the Ramah, right? So there is a union to be Yismach over there also. Now the Ramah later on brings down Toiv Lasig Maat Batar Kodim Shias Chasuda. It's a good thing to be Isaac a little entire, and I'm asking so much from you, a little mat entire before you start the Suda. So definitely one should find time to learn a little in the morning before the Suda starts. Now, the Suda's Purim. So the Gemara talks about when the Suda's Purim is. And we talk a paskin that the Iker Suda is during the day. However, there is an inyan to be mesameach also at night. Because the Arishanim that held that there's a mitzvah of Noshmus? Thank you. Because the Arishanim that held that there is a mitzvah of Suda at night. Now, at the Suda during the day. So some people have the minig to have a Suda in the morning also. In the morning, and then a small Suda, and then also at the end of the day to have a Suda. And when to have the Suda is also the Vimanagim. To have it earlier, by after Mincha, but to have a dafka later in the day, some people have the minig. To go into the night, some people have the minig. Different minhagim. It's interesting, in Chutzarts, there's makim to say, to start later in the day, because people are tarred with the mitzvahs, Matan Zev Yainim, Mishlech Manis, Kriyat Mishra Megillah. There's a Shem Yishmol that also talks about why dafka at the end of the day, it's like a siyim. You make a siyim on a good meal. The chalais of everything you accomplish is brought out through the suda. So you have a suda at the end of the day. But you go into the night. So from Yud Dalet into Tezvav. Tezvav is Shushan Purim. There's also in you to have a suda on Shushan Purim. Or Apidamesh Chachma, that the Ness of Purim is based on the poor, on the girl that Haman made, which was based on the Goyisha days, and by Goyim it's day and night. The night follows the day. As opposed to in a Jewish calendar, the day follows the night, right? Shabbos begins at night and goes into the day. So Be'etzim Yudalit is Yudalit day and the night afterwards. So it's still Shaykh to Yudalit. But when you keep in Burm Yudalit, the question is there still Inyan to go into the night, or once it hits Laila, that's it. Drinking's over. So, if it started. Okay. Now, there's a question whether at the Suda on Purim there needs to be bread or not, if you need to wash or not. Because the Lashon, the Pas, is Mishta V'Simcha. Doesn't say Suda. So maybe you do not need Pas. That's a Machlekes HaPoiskim. If you need, if there's a Chiyuv Pas or not. But what's interesting is that we take a look at the Mechaber and Tafresh Sadi Vav. Tafresh Sadi Vav. Over here, the Mechaber says, he's talking about an Oinein. Now, an Oinein in Siv Zayin. An Oinein is not allowed to eat Basav Yayin. An Oval is allowed to eat Basav Yayin. The Gemara Sanhedrin says, La Ivri Yayin Ella Lenichum Avelim. Wine is for an Oval. So, Oval, but an Oinein Rachman's son, someone who's Oinein before the Kvura, he's not allowed to eat Basav Yayin. So, he doesn't get involved in it and then forget about the Kvura. Says the Mechaber, Yesh mi shayma, shayinei muta bebasav yayin. The loyasi ase the yachid avelis, vidachi ase the rabbin da raisa, da raisa. The smayach bepurim divrei kabal ninu, shayim ki divrei taira. It doesn't bring that chaylik over here. So he's saying over here, that a oynein is chayv and basav. Now, the Mechaber is the shita that holds in hilchiz yantiv, that there's no mitzvah to eat meat on yantiv. If it's dafka from the carbon, right? Some shem hold that the whole dim basar is dafka from the carbonis. But now that we don't have carbonis, no dim basar. Other shem hold no basar is misameach. The mechaber doesn't bring down basar, you know, chesyante. And when it comes to Purim, he brings down the shita, and he doesn't bring down a chalik on it. That the oinin is muta be basar. Which means he held on Purim this extra Inyan of Basa. And then we have the Inyan of Yayin, of drinking Yayin by the Suda, because Mishteh, that's Lashon Mishteh, and that's the whole story was based on Mishteh. Started off with the Mishteh, the parties by Achshverish, parties by Esther, a lot of parties happening. That's why at the Suda, you have the Mechavin, you be kaim the mitzvah of Suda's Purim, which is a zeich of all the Sudais, all the Purim, all the parties that the miracle came through. So, but we find this inyan of simcha of basav yayin. The chayra, what the reason for this is like the Shilta says. Shilta says that the inyan of eating basav yayin on Purim is, he says over there, "Umshum aydu Yehusha." The chiyum nechsev by mishle v'simcha b'mam imla. Okay, the heimik shela. Then the siv writes, "says the inyan of the heimik shela."
Where's the Shilta?
Shilta is in it's in heimik shela from the siv oisamach zayin. Says that the inyan of the suda here is lahoydois olahalo laHashem al hanes. Why? The dvarim elu mevin lidei simcha lahoydeis laHashem yizbarach mitech simcha v'tuv leibav. So the whole inyan over here of drinking wine and eating basar is because these are things that bring a person to simcha, and when you be simcha, you praise Hashem mitech simcha v'tuv leibav. And therefore he learns that the whole inyan of ad layoda, like it's before in the simon over here, is brought down, the Ramah brings it down over here in the Dine Su'udas Purim. It's a Dine Su'udas Purim. It's a chelik of the Su'udas Purim, which is all a hechatimsa to get to the lahoidois. And that's the dig that the Medayik from the Rambam. That's a din in the Hilchas Su'udas Purim. That's a din in the Hilchas Su'udas Purim. To bring you to that point. Now the only way that shaykh, as far as I know, is if someone prepares themselves beforehand. So then when they'll get high over what they prepare themselves for. So meaning that the more you learn about the Ness of Purim, and the story of Purim, and the excitement of Purim, when you'll get excited from that wine, it will automatically bring you to that happiness. And you'll come to the point of Lahoidais. So that's the Avodah of before Purim. If you do that, then your wives won't get angry at you either. Hopefully. But if you don't prepare yourself and you end up doing other things or say other things, you're guaranteed to get into trouble. Okay. Again, Oymal Nisim Bechsamazim Bechsaretz, Vimischa Sudas, Beyoy Mashkar Laila, Oymal Nisim. Unless you dab in Meirv in between. Otherwise, even though the Suda went into the night, you still say, Al Nisim Sif Gimel, Yesh Mishayim Shein Laimah, Vinoyin Kisvar Shein, that we do say. So that's the mitzvah of Al Nisim. Okay, now up to the mitzvah of Mishlech Manis. The mitzvah of Mishlech Manis. Chayv l'shleich l'chaver shtei manis. Again, this halach is also brought down dinei sudas purim. Shtei manis basa oishalmine oichlem. Either basa or types of foods. Shtei mishleich manis ish l'eo. Shtei manis ish echad. Two portions to one person. If you don't have to, then just switch with your friend. So here we have the din of Mishleich Manis, which again, the reason for this is, sounds like kolamabe l'shleich l'reim meshubach. It's in your reim to send to friends, build on your friendship that you have, make it in a happy way, send presents to other people. Like was mentioned before, that the truma sedeshin is simon kuf yud aleph. He's mashmat. The reason for Shleich Manis is to make sure that everyone has enough to mukayim the su the kedina, and therefore he says to send begadim. You're not yaitza, because the purpose of it is the matanas of yain is to help the aniyim out to have what to eat for the suda. Shleich Manis is to help out those that are not aniyim to have what to eat for the suda. So therefore, it makes sense to send something that can be used for the suda, has to be ready to be eaten. That's something that will take 3 hours to cook. A raw piece of meat, as we said, that you can eat right away, or it's easier to prepare it right away. Just have to warm it up or whatever it is. But the Manis Alevi, the Baal Mechaba of the Chadaydi, in his pirish Manis Alevi, a beautiful pirish on Megillas Esther, Paraktes Pasi Yutes, on the Pasi of Al Kena Yehudim Aprazim, over there he says that through the Mishleich Manis, you marba ava v'reyos. And like the Bach writes, it's in order to be sameach v'sasim oy ava v'reyov v'hashkem b'nehem ava ach v'reyos. So, and he goes on to explain. So according to him, it would seem that the Mishleich Manis could be anything that would make happy. And he taka writes that in his Hakdama, that he gave his pirish to his shver as Mishleich Manis. So if you're safer, we'll make someone happy. You can at least be with
It's only one mana, though.
What?
It's only one mana.
I hear. Yeah, maybe ishtikal. I kind of have to take a look to see what he writes. Maybe he gave it with a challah. Right, so I'm saying, so maybe it was chayshish writes. Maybe, I don't know. Okay, but okay, there's a question. If let's say your friend says kibalti without taking it, or he's meichelet, there's a lot of other things to discuss here, but there's also this bir halacha says, he brings from the binyan sin. Right, isn't that where he brings it from? About sending it through a shliach. Yeah, Mishpura is in Sifkat in Yeches. Sifkat in Yeches. The truth has been Yitzin, Nistapek, Imhevi, Ba'atzme, Amonis, Vilei, De Shlich, Yoitza, Kil Sivu, Mishloyach. Name the meaning Dafka, De Shlich, Asayin Sham. However, if you take a look over there, it seems like it's Indian of Kovit. Sendru Shlich was much more Mechobedik. But nowadays, it doesn't seem to be like that, therefore I don't think you have to be mindactic on that nowadays. Then we have the Ramah, we'll end off with the Ramah. Ramah says, V'yesh l'shleich manas b'yem v'le b'layla, v'mshleich manas r'eyo v'wein r'oit z'kam, l'imach l'lo yotza, fine. V'yish l'chayev z'matanis of yoinim, she should send to another lady. Oh no, one second, where's the Ramah? The Ramah about dressing up. Should we skip that? Where? Tavrei Sadivav. Okay. So Tavrei Sadivav at the end. We know V'chein Bnei Adam. Yeah. Mashenaga Lubash Patzufim Bepurim V'geve Loivish Simlas Isha V'isha Kli Geve Ein Esibidava Me'ach Shem Chavne El Simcha Ba'alma. But it has to be for Simcha Ba'alma. It has to be with the Kavana for Simcha, not for other reasons. Then the Mishmura, he's not so happy with this. I guess he got out of hand in his days. If you can't imagine what that means, look around. So he says here, where is it? He says, I'm your day, Ashkaz Shamatal Shambach, Shesh Levatal Minig Zehim Bepur Moy Besimchas and Suin. Because Bear Godasham im Koma Bush shall ish rak Mabush Echelisham and Ikarame F Shen Limchas Bam, which is something okay. Some people go all the way through. I'm Bechnes is Agdela, Vishlosh is Iru Larchim Zeh. So, yeah. Okay, so here's Ramah. There's definitely a need to dress up, so one should dress up. And then we all know the famous last words of the Ramah, right? The Shulchan Aruch starts off with Shavisi Hashem. The Ramah starts off with Shavisi Hashem the Negdi Samid, a quote from the Rambam Maribuchim, and he ends off with the Taivalev Mishta Tamid. You start off with Shavisi Hashem Negdi Tamid, and you can end off with the Taivalev Mishta Tamid. Everyone should have a good Purim and a Purim full of Simcha and Zecha to all the brachas that there is for that we can get on this special day. Amen.